This is not a tape. Take it off immediately if you are playing it on a cassette tape recorder.
Fueling the mass consumption market, getting Americans to buy and consumption. As a way
indeed,
of
mass consumption
really
became one of the most
helping the society and the economy prosper.
History.
With the end of World War II came a period of unprecedented prosperity for America.
To do.
The 1950s,
to do with
Americans seemed to be a people of plenty, living in an age of affluence.
That's why I coined this term,
it's my term, not
a word that anybody used at the time, when I call it a consumer's republic. And the idea
we all know what it is in that
we're
Americans
consumers every day of our lives, but mass consumption
to
has a history, and it has a history that actually goes back
and
before the post-war period.
Too,
in fact,
through
goods produced from the
mass market
and then
all the way
back to the 18th
or
19th century,
but also
British pottery and dishes and so forth,
helping the nation.
So Americans have been buying mass
produced
goods from
all
of America,
and you helped America prosper.
There are very important changes in mass consumption in the 20th century. First of all, there were more of them, and the automobile is like the key here in the early 20th century. Ford's notion that everyone should be able to afford a car is revolutionary. When we move to the post-war period, not only are there more and more things,
that may be one of the more
packaged
arguments
in the book,
mass-produced goods,
but I do see perhaps clothing made by a seamstress built by it, mass
based
in this larger argument.
Groceries out of a barrel,
private packages,
markets,
etc. But more than that, the centerpiece.